Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
For a start, welcome to my show, You're Important to Sarah. I am, of course, Sarah. And why are you important to me? Well, I believe that you actually have to be important to yourself, first and foremost, in your life. You have to be the person that looks after yourself. You have to live for yourself. You have to pursue things for yourself. Only when you are a whole person can you serve another. I have also been the person that has gone and served everybody at the expense of myself, and believe me, it does not work, folks. So the importance of you is that you are important and to embrace that importance in your life. So today we picked the subject of pain and depression, and I know it's not a terribly happy one to start off with, but the statistics show that it is absolutely massive, the statistics of people being depressed, and it is not something that's taken seriously by anybody. It still has a stigma. You're depressed, it blankets everything. You're in pain, well, get over it. And we really need to address what's the difference between pain and depression. And when it comes down to it, there isn't a difference. Pain and depression are the same thing. They're just felt in a different way. Pain is an emotional thing. It can lead to physical. It will lead to diseases like cancer, like leukemia, like heart disease, like various other functions in the body breaking down. It will lead to that because when you are leading a sorrowful life, a life that brings you down in every way, it breaks you down in every way. So the idea about it is getting up every morning with a smile on your face and showing the world all the love in your heart. And you need to find out why you're unhappy in the first place. So a little about my background. I'm a spiritual counselor and have been so for around 40 years. I have a company called The Importance of You. That is a you, not a Y-O-U. You're important because you're unique. You're important because you are you. I have two courses that I teach. One is A View of Life, and that shows you your view of life from the outside in. The other is Perceptual Communication, and that is understanding who you are. And when you understand who you are, you understand how you interact and how you listen. I love helping people. I love helping people find their possibility. I love them embracing all that is in front of them. I love seeing people's light bulbs go on and take those chains of depression, of obstacles in their way, taking them off and moving forward. So, depression. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. I had a 6-week bout at the beginning of the year. Sad, they might have called it. My soul was lit, my spirit was up and going, but my heart just did not connect. I could intellectualize it as much as I want. I could rationalize it as much as I want. But the point was, I was not firing on all cylinders. I was down. I do contribute a great deal of this to the lack of nutrition or the lack of nutrients in our body. And I do believe that we need to find that balance. And I wholly I'm for holistic alternative medicine. I would rather personally see people go to the alternative before they run to the doctor. Doctors, unfortunately, do not have the time for you to really understand why you feel the way you do. And the pills that they give you are not necessarily ones that are going to help you long term. See an allergist, see a nutritionist, see an energy healer, see somebody that deals with all sorts of natural medicines and helps you find out where the imbalance is in your body. When you start getting that nutrition back in you, you start feeling better about yourself. Sun. Sun helps so much. Did I ever used to feel this bad when I was in the sunshine? No, I didn't. So perhaps a sun lamp is in order. Maybe book your holidays at the darkest and dullest times of the year. Maybe, I don't know, just form a sunshine party where everybody can just get out and pretend it's summer. Do whatever you need to do. Go see something happy. Make yourself laugh. The whole point about life is enjoying it. And yes, depression can grab hold of you and hold on to you tight. We really have got to do all we possibly can to take that finger hold off it and be able to move forward. So depression is common, affecting 121 million people worldwide. It is the worldwide causing thing of disability. It can rarely be diagnosed, and fewer than 20% of those have access to effective treatment. That's pretty scary, isn't it? 121 million people worldwide. Why is there not more attention being spent on this? Why do we not have more focus on why people get depressed? It's not just that they're having miserable lives or they're not where they want to be. No, that is a definitely significant matter to do with it. But it's definitely to do with the cosmetic of how we're made up. I believe that we're brought up to live life by expectation. Our parents, our teachers, our religious factors, everybody is telling us what we should think, what we should do, how we should feel. I do not see the embracement of go and experiment and feel. Go and try it and see how you feel. Go and see what works for you. And if we did that, we would have so much more people that were living in their wholeness and not living in parts. In my practice, I see many, many people who are extremely accomplished in their line of work. People who are very, very revered globally. There are people that are revered within their own family. But within themselves, they feel failure. And that failure is because they're not connecting to their life. That disconnect is making them feel empty. And in that emptiness, they feel whatever they've accomplished doesn't count for anything because they don't feel the accomplishment. So they can do this, so they can do that. But why are they feeling so empty? Why are they feeling so blah? And really, depression very often can just make you feel blah. Nothing moves you, nothing stirs you. It's not like you're in tears all the time. You just can't be bothered. You'd prefer to sleep. Everything is too much effort. I know that feeling. And I know how easy it is to actually get caught up in that and curl up into bed and just disappear into wonderland. And you know, a certain amount of sleep needs to be had because it's a repair. But you also have to get out there and do something about it. When I was in my 6 weeks of sadness, and I was out there networking, saying what I normally say, I knew that my heart was not connected into it. And it's not that I didn't want to. It's not that I don't believe in what I'm doing. It's just, it was not firing. But I went out there and I still connected. I counseled people through Facebook. I blogged through LinkedIn. I made connections through Twitter. And in actual fact, getting this show was actually through LinkedIn, where Michelle caught my blog. So it just shows that even though you're down and kind of filling out and feeling in despair and where are you going and why isn't anything working, that if you just keep moving forward, be it an inch by inch or foot by foot, but just keep moving forward, that somewhere along the line, a break, a shift, something is going to happen to redirect you, to switch everything back on and have you firing on all cylinders and help you move forward. Physical pain. I know that one too. Physical pain is something that everybody experiences and nobody can compare. We all feel pain in our own intricate way. I have fibromyalgia. I have days where the fibro really decides to dictate to me, and I've got to listen. And I have other days where I dictate to it. It doesn't stop my life, but it does slow me down. And it does dictate some of the ability of things I can do physically. It doesn't define me, but it does sometimes direct me. I have this pain, I know it's there. When it speaks loudly, I must pay attention to it, give it what it needs for it to feel better, and then move on. I come from a family riddled with cancer and heart disease. I'm very much a believer that discontent in one's life does lead to these diseases. Abusiveness over one's body does lead to these diseases. I do believe very much that if we take care of our souls, hearts, our spirits, our heads will know what to do. I'm a firm believer on listening up. A lot of people think it's the open chakra in the head where you get all the information. Now, from my teaching, and from what I know, I believe it comes in through the soul. The soul is the God's truth. The soul will always tell you, remember that instinct? Gut instinct. If your gut tells you it's okay, go with it. If your gut says don't. Well, that is that truth that comes to you. You know if you're going on the right path, if your soul, your gut is telling you. And the soul is a kind of around with the navel. Your soul then gives that information to the heart. And the heart is the passion. The heart feels it. It knows what to do with it. It's excited about it. It attaches to it and it gives it to the spirit. The spirit now is in the enthusiasm in which it's going to deliver. And it now gives it to the head, the knowledge. By the time it's got there, all the knowledge that does not serve you at this time is not there. And what you need to know in the moment that you need to know it, for what you need to know it for, is we are so inclined to overclutter our heads. Why do we look at our heads as a CPU, a computer? It's programmable. Everything about our heads is programmable from the moment that we're born. And we carry an awful lot of useless data around in it. This data very, very often misguides us. For instance, we're taught to fear virtually from the moment we're born. Don't do that because. Oh, you can't do that because. Oh, I won't go there because. Now, yes, there are those instincts that we need to know when you get those hairs on the back of your head or your gut says no or something's not feeling right or, you know, walking on the edge of a cliff. I mean, that's just plain stupid. There are common senses. There are instinctual that will tell you when something is dangerous. But to walk around in fear every moment of your life is really a waste of your living. Fear gets in the way of living. It stops you from embracing it. It stops you from living in it. It stops you from being all that you can be. Fear along with mistrust. Oh, I don't trust you. I'm afraid I don't trust you. Sentence that's often spoken. Well, yes, I do agree that trust has to be earned, but you know, you always have to give people the benefit of the doubt. When you meet someone, you have to trust your instincts. How do you feel about this person? It's not all the words they're saying, it's what their body action is saying, their tone of voice, the articulation, the belief behind what they're saying. That will be whether you're going to listen to them or not. So, when you meet people, give them the benefit of the doubt. Don't look at everybody as the bogeyman, because you may be listening out. The other factor in safeguarding yourself is believing in yourself. Value. The value you place on yourself is the value that people would take you for. If you stand tall in your own self-worth, if you stand tall in the value of who you are, if you stand tall in all that you have got to give and your purpose in life, if you stand tall in the belief of your system, you are standing so united and you're less likely to be victimized because they know you stand too tall for them. You know that Star Wars movie, the very first one, and you have Yoda waving at the soldiers, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Yes, these are not the droids they're looking for.
I've practiced that a lot in my life. I used to work in a very treacherous city, and I'd walk home late at night. And believe me, this is a place of gunshots and stabbings and God knows what else. It was in South Africa, place called Hillbrow. We used to name it Hellbrow. And I saw a lot there. And I had all sorts of people kind of come on to me. And I used to do this. No, you don't. You're not interested in me. Move on. Have a great day. And they would go. I had an aura around me that wasn't nasty, it wasn't mean. It was just simply, you don't want to go there. So that's okay. I think we need to try that. So maybe what we need to do is look out at the world and maybe treat it in the way that we want to be treated. Perhaps our depression comes from the fact that we don't feel valued, but maybe we need to show people how to value us by valuing ourselves. Maybe what we need to do is to show people how to honor us by honoring ourselves. Excuse me, that plane's flying over. And of course, it would be the noisiest plane at this time of day. I've certainly been challenged this show, but hey, that's life, isn't it? Adapt. We adapt as we go. You know, that's another point there. Adapt. So things don't work out the way you wanted them to. Maybe they weren't meant to. Maybe you were meant to redirect. Maybe you were meant to adapt to the situation. So, in that adaption, maybe what we're going to do is see what other possibilities are out there. Maybe what we're going to do is actually discover opportunities that are out there. Maybe what we're going to do is have the courage to embrace them. Because until you're willing to walk the walk, we have absolutely no idea how fantastic we can be. So let's look at how we can change that depression into a joy of life, into being able to sing that song, you've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face. I would suggest that you do hit your local nutritionist, your local allergist. You'll be surprised at how many people are carrying allergies around with them that go deep, that are hereditary, and they affect your very performance of your body. I would suggest that you even look at taking up yoga or taking up other physicalities that help move your body. And yet another place, while we're having fun here today, there are things that you can do. And the thing you need to understand when you're in a depression is that you need to start doing something. First, start, tell your friends. Say to your friends, I only want positivity around me. Make me laugh. Drag me out. Make me get dressed. Take me for lunch. Take me to play squash. Take me down to the pub. Whatever you do, don't let me get caught up in myself. Take me out of myself. Bit by bit, inch by inch, it's all moving forward. Do not do it alone. The reason we have 121 million worldwide is because most people think they need to keep their depression to themselves. No, you don't. No, you shouldn't. And I hope you won't. Life is about embracing life. Life is about living it. Life is about experimenting and running high and feeling things. And you know, sometimes you feel bad. But you know what? When you feel good, oh boy, do you know what feeling good feels like. You have to sometimes fall down to know that the courage and the triumph of getting back up. You sometimes have to come out of the darkness to really appreciate the light. You sometimes have to let people come in. Because that shows you value them. It shows that you respect them and that you're going to open your arms to them, to let them in so they can help you. My God, you'd be the first one knocking on the door if it was them, wouldn't you be? So, let them in. Depression is nothing to be ashamed about. It affects 121 million people that they know of. How many people do you know that hide it? Depression leads to physical diseases. Take care of the mind and the heart and the soul so you can take care of the body. Depression hurts. I have a client who even said when she was in her deep depression, her hair hurt. That means every sensory in her body was screaming. Screaming, begging for a way out, begging to be calmed down. When I was in my high anxiety, it wasn't necessarily depression, but high anxiety, worrying in my family is hereditary, and although I try not to give worry the time of day, sometimes it knocks on my door, I discovered EFT. EFT is emotional functional technique, and it is a wonderful thing called tapping. I would look it up on the internet, EFT. They have wonderful videos. They have wonderful ways of signing up for it. They have wonderful practitioners everywhere. And that is a wonderful way of simply being able to do it anytime and anywhere. I know people swear by yoga. I know people swear by chakra cleansing. I know people swear by many, many things. Go out and find your niche. Go out and find something that speaks to you. Go out and find something that will lift you out of your doldrums, that makes you feel alive. That every time you feel that sadness, that depression coming on, you know what to do to combat it. Please do not do this alone. Reach out to other people. Get your physicality checked out. And you need to do that the natural way. Get onto those nutrition. More people die from malnutrition every year than of anything else. And it doesn't matter what they weigh. We are not getting the nutrients in our body, and therefore our bodies are suffering. And depression is a side effect of that suffering. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to move forward. And I understand that so many people, I want to move forward, but I'm in cement boots. Remember, I can help you, but what I need from you is free will, the willingness to step over, the willingness to move forward. I have loved doing my work. I love doing my work, and I love people who love to embrace their opportunities, their possibilities, and embrace their lives. We need to raise the vibration in the world. We need to elevate the possibilities. We need to speak to the respect and the value of each other. We need to live in our authentic self. You need to understand that you are important. I would love to hear your emails. It's on the site, Sarah. The importance of you, that's a you.ca. And I'd love to hear any questions that you may want to address next week on how to move forward. The week after that, it's Where We Are, What We Speak. And the fourth week will be For Men Only, What Do You Want Women to Know? And this has already proved to be quite a popular one. Definitely want the ladies to listen in to. Hey, and guys, I'd love to hear from you. So, I'm so sorry that this started off so slow today. I'll get this technical stuff down. Unfortunately, I had a power go off just before the show, and then the number didn't work. And oh boy, oh boy. But you know what? That's life. We get frazzled, we get frustrated, but you know what? Take a deep breath, calm down, and proceed. We don't give up, we don't redirect, we just continue on. Okay? So, I hope that I've managed to help any of you today. And I hope that you will look at depression in a different light. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Please invite people in. Please go and seek the proper nutrition, the allergist, the holistic people, the energy healer, anybody that can help you discover why physically you are feeling depressed. And make sure that you have positive people around you, because negatives thrive in your depression. Positive people will thrive on you coming out of it. So, it is time, guys. So, the music is playing. And I hope you will have a very, very wonderful day. The sun is finally shining here. And I look forward to very much speaking with you next week. And I promise to be on time. Ciao for now. This is Sarah.